Welcome back, guys. My name is Dimitri Sebastian.
And I'm Wes Kendall.
And we are back in session where your fitness and lifestyle questions are answered and bro science is put to the test.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. We took a quick break and now we're coming at you with another mixed episode. We're going over our drill weekend, a little bit of the gym reopening and our thoughts on that, some good wins and losses. And then we go over some of the shows that we're watching and, you know, updates to our life, and then round it out with some questions and Dimitri does it updates. So stick around and let us know what you think.
Yeah, look at the way that I glisten. I saw me dripping, put it in gear if you gave me permission. Gave her some back shots, she walked out the clinic. Now she gonna be so for a little minute.
If you join Mountainside, start hitting it on Tuesday.
Dude, I want to. We've been talking about freaking me moving over there, and it seems like they're the only ones.
EOS is opening, too.
Is Independence opening?
Not this week.
When's Mountainside open?
Tuesday.
Do you think it's going to be really crowded?
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, I mean, like, and I'm no longer able to run away to my fitness in the middle of the day, so it's like I'd have to go at the regular time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might still do it. I might just switch over because, like, I just like Mountainside just because the owner has been really, like, freaking big dick in it.
Yeah.
Dude, he's just been speaking up, and I think he's been really.
He deserves my dollar support.
Well, yeah, because he wasn't even unreasonable about it. He was saying, like, hey, if you want to shut down the whole state, I'm with you, but don't you dare.
Yeah, he's like, look, if you rule against me, then I'll fucking shut down. He's like, no problem.
Yeah. And I mean, we can just start talking about this right now. Is like, yeah. We have this as like a topic, anyways. As a. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
So essentially gyms are going to reopen. They did the lawsuit or whatever. And they said, like, you guys are being dumb.
Against due process, ruled, you know, against the governor's decision.
Yeah. And then Ducey.
He appealed, or he attempted to appeal the ruling, the lawsuit, and he was denied by the court.
Let me tell you right now.
Yeah.
That I had my suspicions that he was being petty.
From the start. Personal, it felt, huh?
Well, initially I was like, well, he's only doing this for the media, but he's a politician. What do you expect from politicians? They're all fucking trash.
Right.
But the fact that he took the L, he's like, oh, no, I'm doubling down.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, bud. Like,
really, bro?
This is has nothing to do with reality and everything to do with safety. You trying to freaking not look like you are the asshole.
Mm-hmm. I heard that he met with Trump the same day and they're both like seen meeting without masks and stuff like that. And
that's
people
hilarious.
Are like hating on him for that. Whether you agree with the mask or not, I just.
Well, we talked about that today, actually. Yeah. It has nothing to do with whether or not you agree with the mask. It's just like, what did you say? The complying.
Complying.
Complying. Yeah. But maybe that's the military in us. It's like, I don't care if you like it. Just comply.
Yeah.
And also just a safe face for them. Like, as a politician, it's just like, what is the benefit of giving yourself roastable moments?
I wonder if, you know, I get why Trump doesn't wear a mask because it makes his, you know, supporting base, you know, stronger.
I thought he started wearing one, though.
He does because Eminem said that only, you know, fools don't wear masks.
Right? I do. I love that everyone says that. That's like one of my favorite memes is that everyone's like, the only reason Donald Trump wears a mask is because of Eminem.
Yeah. I love that meme. Thank you, internet.
Yeah, dude. Well, the moral of the story is, like, I'm glad they're opening again. I'm definitely, I'll probably like do it online or something. I probably can get a membership set up there because they did call me recently and they're like, hey, didn't you mean to sign up for this? I was like, yeah, I did, but I'm taking a shit right now. So no.
Thanks, Tom. Thank
you. So there, we'll need to, we'll try and do that because you're trying to shift over there for the most part anyways too, right?
Well, I've been working out there before when we reopened the first time.
Yeah.
You know, that's when I switched over and I started going there like 3-4 days a week.
Are you working on Indy at all? Well, I guess before all of this, were you really...
One day a week.
With me.
Yeah. You or Nicole one day a week.
Yeah, dude. Maybe it is time to move over. I mean, they got the steam room that I wanted anyways, and there's really no reason for me to hold off.
Yeah, you can laugh at me struggling in the steam
room. Dude, we're going every single time.
Lord.
I fucking love that. Tough. One thing that I can beat you on. Maybe like that and back exercises.
Depends on the back exercise.
Oh, meet me at the deadlift. We're going to watch you... All of your old bones explode.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
My deadlift days are numbered.
They're all of ours. We got that guy from like West Side Barbell. It's like, yeah, I broke my back. And then started deadlifting again.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, Yeah, so it's good. The gyms are reopening, and it was I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he was asking, like, well, what is your podcast about? And I was like, well, it's a fitness podcast, or it used to be.
Yeah,
because recently we've just been kind of going off the cuff because we can't fucking
It's hard to
work
talk
out.
About the gym when you can't go to the gym.
Yeah, it's like, who fucking cares? So, like, I mean, we try and keep it fresh the best way we can. Yeah.
We're assuming you guys don't care about the gym as much because you can't go to the gym.
I mean, that, or they've just been chomping the bit. They're like, come on, like, like, where's the fitness? Which is your own
Either
fault
way.
If you haven't told us.
All right.
If you want to send us a recommendation or comment,
yeah,
we will 100%. We're very codependent. We want you guys to like us super bad. So we will probably bend over backwards for you.
Right.
So when we start getting up there, then that's when we're going to start ignoring you. So really now is the time to freaking choose our fans.
Yeah. Like, dance for me, monkey.
Dance for you. Oh, please, please give me downloads and ratings.
Yes, tell us.
Oh, God. Well, we speaking of downloads and ratings, we did miss out on a download last week, and I apologized with a picture of my cat. If you don't already follow us on Instagram, you should, BNS underscore radio.
Follow, like, subscribe, share, comment, add a question, friend.
Do you see that monkey dancing again?
Yes, that's me.
So if you do want to continue to keep up with us, that's typically where we're going to be updating and things change. And we'll talk a little bit about why. And that is because I burnt out.
It was a tough BA.
It was a tough fucking...
AT.
We had our annual training, which is 2 weeks online, which I know that doesn't sound that difficult, but it was a lot.
Yeah.
And then...
Now that you have to wear the big boy pants.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, you're starting to get to that side, too.
I'm getting there. I'm not fully immersed like you are, but I'm halfway in.
Give yourself some time.
Yeah.
And then I personally had a week. We had a week off, and that went right into my quarter close for work, which is late nights every single time. And so I had 2 weeks of hard work, 1 week of, like, the worst time. It was actually year end.
You were doing both jobs, weren't you?
No, I ended up taking it off for the 2 weeks. But then I came right back, and then you had to close out.
Yeah.
Yep. And then that sucked. And then we had another weekend of because the Army, just that's just how it worked out.
They're like,
and
guess what? Next
I got to Sunday and I texted Wes and I was like, I'm just not coming. Like,
I was relieved, I'll be honest.
I texted you. I was just like, hey, I'm just going to put a post up tomorrow. Like, it's just not happening because I can't.
Right. No, it's fine. I think everyone will understand. We basically were running both jobs. I basically went 3 weeks in a row without any weekends
off.
That's
what I was saying. It was three, almost 4 weeks with no weekends.
Right.
And if you don't think that's a big deal until you do it.
Yeah.
And I mean, we still got the upload on the Sunday before last, or sorry, Tuesday before last. And I was like really proud of us. And then like the second one came up and I'm just like, fuck, I don't got anything in me. If we record something, it's just going to be bad.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It wouldn't have been worth it or good. You guys wouldn't have appreciated it. So thanks for sticking around and bearing with us.
We appreciate your understanding. We still had people download. It sounds like some of you are still catching up on the Rolodex anyways. Good. So it was very appreciated. We needed the break, and I think I came back healthier.
That Quinn picture was fire.
Dude, she's holding.
Right.
She is a gamer now.
Yeah. Oh,
if you wanted a picture of a small, cute cat holding an Xbox controller.
That's a good one.
These are the things that you can see if you follow us on BNS underscore.
Now you got to hold it to posting Quinn photos.
Dude, I told you, man, she's freaking uncooperative as fuck. Yeah. Like she used to be a stray. Like she doesn't really like me that much. Like I'm just like her supervisor.
Right.
Like she's just like, I live
here. It's a business relationship.
Yeah. She doesn't pay any fucking rent though. She's like, I mean, I don't even give her the opportunity to like kill like small animals to, like donate to me. Like I've watched her like attack like a roach once.
Yeah,
she's bad at that.
Oh man.
So I've got my little my small gamer cat.
Still young.
Yeah, she's working on it. Well, you know, we already talked about the gyms reopening.
Yeah.
We had a freaking shit show of 3 weeks. Do you want to roll straight into wins and losses?
Well, I mean, what do you think as far as like the online training? Like I think that, you know, for the most part when we did like our Army stuff, it was better the second weekend.
I actually think that you're... I like your question because I think this rolls into a question I saw recently. You read my mind.
Yeah.
They are saying that nowadays, since everything's online, the Army's doing online, a bunch of businesses are doing online, that there's a lot of businesses and organizations that are just going to be online now. Like, you don't need an office.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily need to do everything in person. So there's like, apparently, this is a big thing in LA, is there's a bunch of businesses that are like, oh, we're not even renewing our leases. And when I think to myself, I was like, well, was online BA better, worse, same? I would say for us specifically, it was adequate, but I still think the in-person stuff is better. Although it did give us a lot of learning lessons we can bring to in person. But right. when I talk about like my job mm-hmm. that I'm doing online, now that I've started to like adapt to it and understand it and like come to terms with it, it's like, do I need to go to the office every day?
Probably not.
No.
That might be a permanent change to the work environment.
Yeah. I mean, personally, like what I would like best is like 3 days in the office, 2 days at home. Cause I just feel like I like an office environment. I like talking to my coworkers. I just like, I'm kind of that dude.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, what's the point? Cause most of the time I spend in the office is just like, I mean, it's just as pointless as anything else. Like mm-hmm. you just go fucking buy your IT can give you some monitors or a mounting station for you to use at your desk at home, or you can buy it yourself and write it off. Mm-hmm. It's, you know,
as long as you have the monitor space, you're going to be just as exactly. effective.
You just need a desk. You just need a desk. And like, that's my big thing. It's like, I'm on a laptop, but at work I have like this cool battle station with like mm-hmm. two screens. Like I do my spreadsheets.
Yeah.
But
it's like, side by side windows going on.
Yeah. So I'm like thinking about it at this point, it's like, we've been working from home so long. I should have just bought a docking station mm-hmm. so that I can freaking rip it to my current PC.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that might be a permanent change to our, you know, what we're doing. And it's like the new normal, as people keep saying. And honestly, for me in my BA weekend, like I got more Intel training and work done that drill weekend than anyone that I have participated in.
But here's my problem with that.
Yeah.
Is there was no reason it shouldn't have happened in person. And that's what I'm talking about lessons ago. The reason it didn't happen in person is because we have all these like meetings and dead space and
formations.
Yeah. Oh God. Like if you haven't been in the military, there's literally these times where we just stand in squares. We stand in like boxes. We'll
wait for someone to tell us something.
Yeah. And it's like, we know what we're supposed to do, but like our boss's boss wants to talk to us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they always talk for too long. And we'll be standing out there like we're in the freaking Civil War in boxes waiting for, well, they're always late. They're always the last ones there.
On purpose, because of doctrine, they are.
They're a couple minutes.
No first sergeant is out in front of his formation before his formation.
Yeah, but like,
that's like an insult.
Is the doctrine 10 minutes after it's already set up?
No, but yeah, it's you like, go. You're right.
Yeah, it's like I'm sitting there like staring into the sun and I'm like, all right, well, this is fun. Yeah, dude, it's silly. Like, I think the online has taught us to get rid of a lot of the frivolity.
I guess we'll see if they taught us when we go back to meeting in person.
Well, I mean, yours is going to be sooner than a lot of people because the gyms are going to be reopening. For like me, the office, like, dude, I don't know if we're going back this year.
That's true.
So like, I'm like going to come back and I'm going to be like a freaking troglodyte from my freaking cave.
We're going to be like socially inept.
Yeah, dude. I genuinely think that people are going to be weird.
Yeah.
But I would love it if I had to only go to work like 3 days out of the week, because I think I'd be way more productive. I'd be much happier. But I do want to go there. I do like my
enjoy
coworkers.
My coworkers more.
Yeah, right? Right. I mean, like, I like my coworkers. Appreciate them. But sometimes after 5 days, I don't like them anymore. But if you break that up a little bit, like, you know, it's
like, oh, I haven't seen you in forever. How's it going?
That's good, man. It's like,
yeah,
it makes it so it's more novel. I think it increases the opportunity. Because also, I think those alone times are where you build your thoughts.
Right.
It's like, and we'll talk about that a little later about this.
Oh, I love that. It's so true, though.
You got to like meditate, even if you don't mean to, but like learn to be like alone with yourself. Because that's like when you're going to develop your own thoughts. Because I think a lot of
and Joe Rogan, both of them
do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the if you're around other people, it's going to affect how you think, because you're trying to like play to them. But if you're by yourself, that's like your most you-ness.
Mm-hmm.
You-ness, that's not a word.
It's what is it? You're in line with your beliefs and activities.
Yeah, because you're by yourself. There you go.
Well, you can be.
Well, I'm actually glad that you asked about that. It was a good tangent.
Yes, good tangent. Good. Now we can talk about
wins.
Yes.
And losses.
Yes.
Give us your win.
Okay. My win. So for my birthday, I wanted to up my kitchen chef game. Ooh. So I asked for this really fancy chef's knife, and it's a Miyabi birchwood folded steel.
You did it as a
plate.
Story post, right?
Yeah, I did.
It wasn't a hard post.
Yep.
Maybe I want to share it to the Tuesday, post it again on the Instagram story for the BNS. Because it is freaking cool. Like, I'm freaking not like a kitchen guy, But the knife is super fucking neat.
Mm-hmm.
It's like folded as shit, looks cool. And also like it's one of those like expensive ones. Like this is the only knife you need.
Right. And it's like I'm pretty sure it has like some crazy warranty on it. And it's just like basically what they said, it will last like 10 years before you have to sharpen it.
Or that's something like that. A fucking bold claim.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, it's folded steel. It's supposed to like
stay sharp. Yeah, it holds, right?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I think it's fucking cool, which shows we're getting fucking old, because it's like, yeah, fucking kitchen knife.
I know, I asked for a fucking knife for my birthday. It's like...
Well, dude, don't worry. My win is just as much fucking old, man.
Yeah. Like, this knife is so sharp, I shaved hair off my arm, and it removed... Not only did it shave hair off my arm, but it removed the top layer of my skin from my arm.
Oh, there you go. You basically... Like, you dermaplaned.
I dermaplaned. I did, and I was like, ooh, I look like... Yeah, I look on that
younger
patch, right?
Oh my God. I'm just going to do so for my whole body.
Right.
Go to a professional, please.
Yeah. That was actually a little reckless and dangerous.
Yeah.
Don't
right.
try that.
Maybe I pushed a little too hard. Cause when we first pulled your arm, I was like, did you cut yourself?
I was worried at first and I was like, you know how like the skin was like lighter. Like, have you ever skinned your knee and it's like that white fat layer?
It starts bleeding like about 30 seconds later. It's like you're looking. It's like it's coming.
Yeah,
it's coming and like just starts beating. It's like there it is. That's gonna hurt
now. Now it hurts.
Ow.
Yeah.
My win is equally old man-ish. I went in, saw my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool.
Good.
I just didn't really. It's like a one day thing. Just popped down there and I got like 4 dozen yard eggs from his chickens.
Some real eggs.
Which I brought you a couple of them.
Thank you. I'm excited.
I'm excited. You need to tell me.
I should post it when I cook those.
You should. Yeah. I want to know how you think. This is like top tier egg. I was like, wow. Like this is how eggs are supposed to taste.
Wait, can I cut in on your win real quick and like share time?
Yeah.
Like one of my biggest fears is breaking into one of those like homemade eggs and like having a baby chicken fetus in there.
Well, then you've got what's that Vietnamese food, balut?
Yes. So like that is one of my, that would probably ruin eggs for me. And eggs, as you know, is a big important part of my
diet. So like if that happened to you, you'd stop eating eggs.
I might. That probably ruin
eggs. An interesting fear.
Yeah.
But also
like how
those eggs I gave you are the highest risk, but also they don't have a rooster.
Okay.
So I don't think it's possible.
Yes.
I don't know much about chickens, but I'm assuming
like,
no
wouldn't
rooster.
That scare the fuck out of you if you saw that? You like crack it in the pan and like some fucking aborted chicken fetus comes out?
Man, I mean, it would like mess with me like that day. I think I'd get over it pretty quick though. Like, because yeah, baby chickens don't like freak me out as a concept.
Yeah.
But it's I get it.
Eggs are gross enough already.
Honestly, it would bother me more if like an egg was served to me.
Yeah.
And I like saw that like there's a baby in it.
Yeah.
That would probably like ruin it for me. But like if I just like cracked the egg and saw it like, and it's like, oh, pure state. Like, okay, that's fine. That sucks. Throw it out.
Feel that.
Maybe not eat eggs today. But like if it was served to me on a plate, that would probably be the thing that would be like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Because I eat eggs like 6 days out of the week.
Oh, like, yeah. Now that I'm doing the vegetarian thing, it's like that's like my protein source.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Sorry to sidetrack your win.
No, dude.
That was
basically my win. It's like I got yard eggs.
And I'm excited about that. I'm going to tag you and post about that.
I'm very excited about these eggs. Like, dude, they're like orange.
That's what I heard is the best.
Dude. These like my dad is quantifying it because he wants to get out of the chicken game and I hate it. And he was like, and I was like, well, like what? How much would like one of these eggs cost if you like quantify? He's like, that's like a $3 egg.
Oh wow!
And I'm like, okay, first of all, you're bad at math. That's not real.
Yeah.
But also,
maybe on the first batch, right?
No, well, he's saying like they give him like a specific like grub, like it's like bug meal, like dehydrated bugs.
Yeah, it's like mealworms or something.
Yeah,
right?
And it's like it's not like their main food, but it's like something they have frequently. They cost like 50 like bucks like for a few pounds,
and that's where the omegas come from.
So it's
right there.
The what?
That's where the omegas come from.
Exactly. So it's a very good egg. So like every month it costs them an additional $50, and they only have like 3 chickens and like a random ass duck that doesn't provide any benefit to anyone. And I shouldn't be mean to the duck. He's doing his best.
Yeah.
And
poor duck.
But yeah, they have the chickens. I guess it costs a lot to have the chickens. But also, if they get rid of all their chickens, like I will specifically send them money to like, I will like pay for some chickens to like live there, because these eggs are like I've been missing out.
You'll fundraise these chickens.
Yeah, like I don't like horses. I don't get it. I'm not a horse person.
Yeah.
Freaking most barn animals, I don't get it. But like chickens, like I was saying before, like I have very few aspirations if like I was like a rich dude, but I want chickens.
Some chickens.
Just like some weird looking chickens too. I got a bunch of weird types. Okay, cool. What was your loss? You told me you had a good one, so I'm really hoping you knocked me off my feet.
Shit, what was my loss? Now, fuck, I'm blanking. I'm on the moment.
Oh, my God, you're the worst.
Go for your loss.
Hold fuck, on. Dude, I wasn't ready either. My loss... dude, I've been fucking losing my goddamn mind. I started having night terrors. I talked about this a little bit. And I was telling you about my... I started having, like, and it was basically I woke up and I've been seeing, like, freaking spooky things when I wake up and I'm waking up standing up and stuff. And I just go back to sleep. I'm very, very illogical sleeping, Dimitri, but I'm really sick of it because I'm tired of waking up in the middle of the night. And, like, my solution to all my problems when I'm really going through my shit is I go pee. And it's, like, my solver for all things. Like, once I go pee, I'm fully
grounded.
Like, yeah, that's, like, my grounding exercise. Like, yeah. If I ever am in, like, a really stressful scenario, like, I think the first thing I'm always going to do is just go pee. Mm-hmm. Because if I go pee and the situation's still bad... Like, I imagine, like, I see someone get, like, stabbed at a bar. I'm like, I'm going to be right back. I got to go pee. If I come back and some guy's still stabbed, I'm like, cool. Then we need to react to this. But other than that, I've been waking up seeing, like, shadow people.
That's scary,
but,
bro. Dude,
it's scary. But, like, also, it's, you're like, the fine.
First person I've heard that's talking about some scary shit. Like,
I mean, I know a few people who have, like, night terrors. The problem is, the reason I'm, like, I feel like I'm okay with it is it's not like sleep paralysis with it. Cause that's terrifying. I've had sleep paralysis before.
So it's not as bad as that.
Yeah. Cause I can move. Like, okay. I mean, maybe that's just like being like fucking badass alpha that I am. No. but no, I feel like as long as I can move, like there's a lot more like agency to it. Cause like I told you before, I woke up and like my blankets were bunched up and it looked like a person to me.
Right.
I just like stared at it and I'm like, that's not right.
Yeah.
Like this is not okay. And I went pee. Cause that, for some reason, seemed like a good idea. And I came back and it was blankets when I got back. And I was like, cool. But if I was like paralyzed and I saw like a spook person. You'd just
look at it and you'd freak out.
Yeah, that'd be terrifying.
Yeah.
So like I for our sleep paralysis homies, I'm sorry. But yeah, it's like, I don't know if it's like the change in diet or maybe like the stress I've been kind of going through. I've been trying to like, I'm probably gonna start trying to take like some melatonin or something. Like I've really fixed my sleep schedule.
Yeah.
But I just keep waking up and doing weird stuff. Like I'm like waking up and I'm standing up immediately or I'll stand up and go check my phone because I keep my phone on the other side of the room.
Right.
And like, I was like, and I'll wait, it kind of like come to my senses. I'm like, why am I looking at Instagram? It is 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So I need to, I don't know. That's my L, is that like sleeping Dimitri and awake Dimitri are, and if anyone has an answer for this, like, am I like, if I'm possessed or have like a medical issue, I need to go get checked out. Please let us know. Yeah,
leave a comment.
Cause like, if this is a problem,
I want to know.
Do not leave me hanging.
I don't want Dimitri
to. Cause I'm not going to a professional for it. I'm just accepting this part of me now.
What kind of ritual do we need to perform?
Yeah. Right. Drink more water. Cause that's my solution. Yeah. Do you remember your L?
I do. I mean, I'm glad I
strung that out because yes, you were looking a little bit.
No, I got it. There now, you go. I got it now. And I'm glad that I took the time because I forgot it. It's a good one. Okay. So I was on the conference call for drill over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like talking. I forgot what was going on. Like they were asking about like some question and I answered and responded. And I forgot to mute myself. And I drank one of these old diet Dr. Peppers that you're drinking right now.
Oh, no.
And I just started burping so loud, like carbonated beverage burp. You know what I'm talking about? I did like three of them in a row and I heard like the captain, you know, giving the presentation, like, he's like, Jesus, someone's burping like me. He said,
so much better.
He said, Jesus, someone's burping like mad. I was just like, mute, and I was just dying.
Did anyone know it was you?
I'm sure someone picked up
it was me, but he dimed you out.
No one dimed me out, and he didn't know it was me. The captain didn't know it was me.
That's all that matters. Because the thing is, the problem is, there's always that one guy who's just like, oh, is that Wes? Like,
did, dude, just Sergeant Kendall forget to mute his mic?
And yeah, it's like, no, fuck you, dude. It's like, just because someone saw it.
I'm sure someone
but
did.
But please just let me live. That's a great L. Actually, that's a great L. That's because, I mean, for anyone who's been on these conference calls, like, that's like your fear. Because my biggest one is I have this really bad tendency of going to the bathroom in the middle of meetings.
Yeah.
And I'll have, like, my AirPods in. And like
that's what I did. I had the
and AirPods. I'll, like, I'm muted. And it's not the going to the bathroom part that's the problem. It's the flush. And, like, literally, I do this weird thing where I know I'm on mute, but I can't rationalize otherwise.
Yeah,
and I hit flush, I run out of the bathroom. Because I'm like, I just got to, like, could I stop going to the bathroom in the middle? And it's not, like, meetings where I'm actually important. It's, like, the big ones.
Right.
Where it's, like, 30 people and you're never going to talk. But, like, flush, run, because there's just like that minute possibility that I've let myself down.
Right, and it's like now everyone knows you're now taking a dump. Like,
are you a fucking meeting dumper, Dimitri? Like, yeah, this meeting's been an hour and a half, and I don't have anything to say. I am a meeting dumper.
Yeah. Oh man, if they only knew.
If they only knew.
This is great.
I'm even expecting 30 minutes. 30 minutes is my fucking peak for how long I can last. If I gotta go, I gotta go.
Yep.
Dude, yeah, that's so that's a great loss. I fucking love that.
The funny thing, Nicole was there. She saw me do it, and she's like,
good.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, man. Well, that's wins and losses, which is just always fucking great. Mm-hmm. So you've been actually, you were looking for a show recently.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked me about it, and I actually have watched a little bit about this, and I thought this was a little stale news, but also it came out on Netflix recently,
mm-hmm.
and I did want to pass this on to our audience.
If you're behind the curve, which I'm sure all of you have seen this weeks ago.
Yeah, well, it came out on Netflix recently. I would actually, most people don't have, like, actual television.
Apparently it was on, like, ESPN, like, you know, months ago. Yeah,
who's got fucking ESPN?
I don't have it.
Yeah, I don't fucking have it. I mean, I could, but I don't want it. It's first, actually, fucking cable's expensive.
We had cable for a year, and then we were hardly using it.
You got, like, a deal, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're like, fuck it, we're just going to... Now, but we have a bunch of apps. We have all the apps except for, like, Sling. And, like, we have
HBO. Sling's not that good. I did Sling for a few months. Netflix, I didn't like it.
Hulu, all this stuff, yeah.
Well, that being said, what's the documentary called? It's
The Last Dance.
The Last Dance, the Jordan documentary. And I actually highly recommend everyone watches it.
Yes, it's, like... just a view into a different lifestyle.
Well, it's also from the other side because everyone's been telling Jordan's story for him since
forever, the
80s.
Since he was on TV.
Right? And now it's like this is the first time he's like kind of coming from his angle. And a lot of people were criticizing it because they're like, oh, he's not showing his critics and oh, he's not doing this, that, and the other. It's like, well, first of all, you guys have been telling his life for him for so long. Like, how about you let him do his version of it? But also... I was funny because I brought up a point when we were talking about it. I was like, yeah, like it really seems like he's still an asshole,
mm-hmm.
but like he doesn't give a shit that you think he's an asshole. And you're like, I don't give a shit that he thinks he's an asshole either.
Yeah, I don't. That's not what he's there for, you know? Mm-hmm. He's there to be the best competitor and the most dominant competitor at his thing. And that's what he's good at. And that's what he's there put on this earth to do.
It's like him, Kobe are perfect examples of like people who are just like through and through killers. It's like they were there to like make it happen
mm-hmm.
and they didn't care if anyone liked them for it. Like, could they have been nicer? Yes.
Yeah.
Did they care? No. Yeah.
It's like if you get a cat as a pet, it's like, guess what? That cat's a predator and it's a hunter and there's nothing you can do to change that.
Exactly. No. It's not bred into, like, they're like born with it. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You can't like teach someone to be that way. Like, they have to like find it themselves. And there's all of these things. Like, we all watch those freaking motivational things to tell you how to be this. And you're like, those types of people don't need that because like they found their own thing.
Right.
And it really does take some like introspection. Like where we talk about like that time you need by yourself is to find like what it takes for you to get there. Maybe even like what the thing is. Cause it's like, I'm sure the only thing like Michael Jordan seemed to be as passionate about baseball was like fucking gambling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny. There's a funny quote in there where he's like, they say you have a gambling problem. And he's like, well, I don't really think I have a gambling problem. I just have a competition problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, but like, he's not obsessed with like cooking, I'm certain. Like, he's like, not like that's not the thing that gets him out of bed every morning.
Mm-mm.
Like, what's your thing? It's like, it's hard to find that.
It's so crazy because, and you'll see this as you get later into it, but he gets stirred by the competitiveness of the game. It's like, they clearly established in the first 2-3 episodes that he's the best basketball player in the league, you know, and like, he knows that. They know that he's like, as far as like individual stats, he's the best one.
Yeah, like the team's great, but he's the game changer.
Yeah, he's the game changer. But what I really like about this documentary is it shows how he transitions from the mindset of like, I'm the best in the world and I'm just trying to be the best to like, now I need to create the best team by being the best leader and pushing my team to be the best that they could be. And that's when he started winning 6 championships.
Well, yeah, and it was there's like great moments where he talks about like Scottie Pippen saying he had like a migraine, couldn't show up to a game, and he's just like, he basically called Scottie a bitch.
Yeah,
and everyone's like, and then everyone's responding like, well, I've had migraines before, and they're pretty serious. And it's like, okay, well, first of all, like Jordan doesn't care.
Yeah, no, he did not care.
Jordan does not care that you have a migraine mm-hmm. because if he has a migraine, he's going to be out on the court playing at migraine level.
Yeah,
because that's who he is. Actually, I think there's a I don't remember the whole thing, but he played like a game like the flu, right?
he played the game like with a fractured ankle. He played the game with, like, you know, after going from, you know, playing baseball for 18 months to all of a sudden jumping into a game. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like
he's just crazy. He's always going to do it. And I'm not saying that everyone should be like that.
Yeah.
But like, in a way, we should like aspire to be like that at the things that we're passionate about. It's like, it kind of sounds weird to say like be the Michael Jordan of being a dad.
Right.
But like at the same time, but if you can hit things with that, like, fervor and
intensity,
like you will be better. I mean, at the same time, you kind of want to like ride a line because you don't want to like destroy your relationships.
Right.
And I mean, I could see why people don't want to be viewed as a Michael Jordan level asshole.
Yes.
But there's like lessons to be taken from. And I think it's a really great look into his life and how things were done. And it's just like, it's just a great overall story.
Yeah. One thing that stuck with me was he says, like, you know, people don't realize the price of winning and the price of leadership. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so true. It's like there is a price to win and there is a price to be a leader. And that is like upsetting people and, you know, rubbing some feathers and, you know, creating a little bit of collateral damage along the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That is probably one of the biggest things, especially like from like leadership and being like at the top of the game.
Yeah.
Like people are going to like you. People don't like successful people as much. They like people who, everyone loves their contemporaries who are slightly worse than them.
Right.
It takes a certain type of person to be at the top and recognize that other people are jealous of you, or even a leadership position. It's like, you've probably hated to some degree, like most managers you ever have, like some managers are great and we love them, but like the employee management position is always going to be at some level antagonistic.
Right.
Cause you're like, I'm working hard, and they're like, work harder.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's hard to be the manager because sometimes like I don't have a negative feeling towards you, but I do have to like crack the whip a little bit to make sure we're being as efficient and as present
conflict.
As possible.
Yeah. There's conflict no matter what.
Yeah. It's like, it's just how it is, but also like, you know, you do your best, but it's there's a balance there. Being at the top is a lonely place.
Yeah.
That's probably the best way to put it.
Yeah. Without a doubt, people will experience that.
Yeah. So definitely watch it. Mm-hmm. The Last Dance. It's just a great story overall. You'll learn about like the management and the freaking coaching staff and like mistakes they made and stuff, the decisions they made, and how they became like, you know, the most prolific team, and Michael Jordan the most prolific athlete of probably all time.
If anything, it makes me think of like value balance a little bit more, but yet appreciate that level of excellence.
I like that. I like the try and strive for balance, but like appreciating excellence, because that's you know, sometimes I feel like with like art, it's like I don't know anything about art, like I can't paint, I can't draw, like my hands are dumb, but like I'll like see art and I'll just like appreciate like the skill that went into it. It's like I'm just like recognizing excellence, and sometimes you just like kind of sit there and you'd be like, wow, like that's difficult,
right?
Whatever, like, happened there,
that's, you know, real effort.
Yeah, like time was put into it. Same thing with like bodybuilders. It's like,
yeah,
how the fuck did, because I think a lot of people were like steroids, but also it's like you could stop back and take a step back and be like, how many years and how many days,
how many meals,
and how many meal by meal, and like what did it take to all together make that happen? And I think if we took a minute to appreciate the excellency and the effort put into most things, we would probably be better people and maybe like improve a little bit. That's a take from somebody who sucks at most things. But at the same time, I think there's always moments to get better. It's the only way to get better.
Right. You got to keep, you know, stay in the trenches and try something new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like freaking know your place, place in the universe. Try to get to a higher one. Unless you're comfortable where you're at.
That's basically fine. Give the documentary a watch. I really think I'm really enjoying internalizing that, you know, winning mindset that he had, and, you know, trying to learn a little bit of that intensity.
Yeah.
Bring it to other areas of my life.
Yeah. This is kind of like a weird transition. We put ourselves in a corner.
Didn't plan that out.
we were talking about a little bit about the quarantine earlier, and we've been discussing this frequently. It's because I think our position on it's changed, because at first it was like, this sucks, I want to go outside. But now we've kind of embraced it for what it is. We can go outside when we wear a mask, but ultimately we're still like working from home for the most part. And
change of lifestyle.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle change.
Yeah.
And we've been like kind of looking at it differently. And the first thing you brought up was like
I can intro it if you want.
Oh, if you want to fucking swing it.
Okay, so I was noticing, because I'm still like discussing with people, you know, potential clients that are coming in on, you know, working on their goals. Like, people are still trying to do at-home workouts and, like, work on their diets. And, you know, the gyms are opening up, at least some of them, next week, EOS and Mountainside. Shout out, guys. Thank you. Fighting the real fight. Yeah, but basically, those people are still, like, trying to get ahead on their fitness. And I'm noticing a lot of the people that are coming through and talking to me about, you know, hey, I'm ready to start, you know, new diet plan, new fitness plan, at-home workouts, whatever. They're, like, just got, you know, dumped or just broke up with, you know, their boyfriend, girlfriend, that something like that. Post
breakup, like, hype to get fit.
Yeah. But, and usually, you know, that's about 50% of what I encounter on a normal sales basis. Mm-hmm. Right now it's like 9 out of 10.
Yeah. That's a lot.
It's a lot more than normal.
That's a fucking lot.
I know it's anecdotal and everything, but I thought that was odd. And I asked, you know, my coach if he's getting that from some of the clients he's, you know, talking to, and like some of the other trainers, and they're saying, like, yeah, you know, they confirmed that that is a consistency right now. And I was thinking about it. I was like, what? Why is that? You know, I think people are being forced to spend more time together, and they're forced to, like, you know, see, like, hey, do I actually like spending time with this person or not?
Which is weird.
Right?
Which is super weird to even think about that. It's, yeah, like, do I even like? She's like, well, that's my girlfriend. Of course I like her. It's like, right, yeah.
You just like,
you, but know, usually the, you have stuff to do.
Right.
Like, to drown out the themness. Mm-hmm. What was the quote you said that he said,
you have to ask yourself a question. What's more important, liking somebody or loving somebody?
And you asked me that question, yeah, and my thought on it is that I think it might be more important to like somebody, especially from, like, the long-term standpoint. Because I was talking, mm-hmm, about a little bit before.
From a cohabitation standpoint.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because, like and love, that's they're mutually exclusive in their own way. But when we're talking about living with somebody or, like, having someone who's, like, your roommate,
yeah,
and partner, right, moving forward, I think liking is more important. Because, like, I love lots of people and lots of things, but that doesn't mean I like being around them all the time.
You can love your ex, but you don't want to, you don't like being, yeah, around them.
Yeah, I don't like the way they acted.
Yeah. But
I, you know, I have there's a part of me that's always with them. Or, like, mm-hmm, if you have, like, a parent that frustrates you, it's like, mm-hmm, all of us moved out of the house eventually. Mm-hmm. I love my parents.
Right.
But God damn it, I do not like them that much, right, when it comes to living with them. I
don't
them.
Like living with them anymore.
But, yeah. Like, so it's...
That's how it's supposed to be.
That puts us in this weird position. It's like the like versus looks. I feel like a lot of us get caught up in love. Like, mm-hmm, oh, I love them so much. It's very new relationship shit. Mm-hmm. And that's also why people end up, like, getting, like, moving into earlier, getting married too soon. They get caught, mm-hmm, up in the love of... Some people just love being loved. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten really into, like, weird music. It's like this guy, like Hobo Johnson, I think his name is. I should probably look that up. I don't have my phone on me. But he has, like, a song where he's, like, talking about, like, he's just like, I love the thought of being with her, or maybe I just love the thought of not being alone. Hmm. And I was like, fuck, like, that, yeah, fucking hits. Like, I'm thankfully not in that situation right now. Like, I've gotten really tolerant of myself.
Yeah.
But man, when I was late high school, early college, super, yeah, codependent. Like, yeah, I wanted to be in a relationship because I loved just not being alone with myself.
Right. Yeah. And that's not necessarily the right reasons.
Which goes right back to that.
Yeah.
Meditate on yourself. Learn, right, to be alone.
Joe Rogan and a couple of his guests have all, you know, on several podcasts, have talked about how being able to spend time with just you and yourself and, yeah, not, like, be absolutely miserable, or even, you know, going through that initially is, you know, a superpower, is an ability to really, like, level up.
Oh, dude, it took me fucking, yeah, years. I went to therapy for a fucking while because, like, I just, like, couldn't deal. And I was just like, I just didn't get it. And, like, I mean, I think that everyone should go to therapy, yeah, honestly. Like, it's like an oil change thing. I think it's like, even if you don't have a problem, like,
right,
it's expensive. I'm sorry. That's how it is.
Yeah.
And, but, like, it was one of those things of, like, I wasn't, like, you just have to, like, learn how to deal with yourself. And I think a lot of us, like, especially, like, workaholics, it's, mm-hmm, like, you don't, mm-hmm, deal with yourself because you're working all the time. Or, right, you have people who are in relationships, but they're always out doing things. It's like, well, mm-hmm, like, what if you had to, like, sit, mm-hmm, and just look at each other? Like, could you do that? Well, the quarantine, mm-hmm, forced that.
Yeah. A lot of people had to do that whether they wanted to or not.
And this kind of brings us into the, like, how quarantine's, like, been affecting us over the long term. Like, mm-hmm, I'm having night terrors and going insane. But also, like, I've been having this, like, fucking brain powerhouse going on. Like, I've had to just be at home so long. And, like, I was and you probably can express it, like when you're only on commutes and you're at work and like you're preoccupied and you're like listening to stuff or you're at work working, you don't have a lot of like extra bandwidth.
All right.
But like when you're at home and you've been looking at your same fucking apartment every single day, day in, day out, it's like your brain starts to do weird things.
Start to go deep on your Google search page.
Exactly. Like I've been like getting like hella creative recently. I've just been having like these weird thoughts. And it's been really positive for me because it's like, I'm freaking getting into like more of like, I'm trying to like get a freaking camera now because now I'm like getting super amped up about like, okay, I have these projects that I was looking at and I wanted to do them. But like now I'm thinking to myself, like, why have I not already started?
Right.
And that's not like a thought I would have had while I was like working day and day. It's like, oh yeah, you just push it off. You push off these things. You keep pushing them off.
Yeah.
Whereas it's like, yeah, like I have a few $100. I can make this happen. And then you can start working on something. Or I've been like writing things down more recently.
You're basically creating your own routines again. That's what you're doing.
Is that what it is?
I think so. It's like now that we're pretty settled into our at-home working environment or pseudo at-home working environment, I think that we're getting, now we're polishing that routine to where we can, you know, make it a like efficient system. Or at least that's what I've been doing.
I've been exact opposite. I've been like, I think you're smarter than me, but that's,
I think it sounds like you're doing it whether you intend to or not.
I think what it's been for me is the, I have being forced to deal with myself again.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to myself finally, which I think we could all do because you're right. I guess I do have a schedule now in how I do things. I think what I've been doing now is instead of in the afternoon filling it with like, okay, well, gym, this, now I'm going to sleep. Now it's like I have several hours to where it's like this is just white space. And I'm like, okay, cool. Instead of just like drowning it out with Tiger King, I'm going to like kind of just like I've gotten really into NPR Tiny Desk Concerts. If you've ever heard those, they're super good.
Okay.
Like highly recommend.
What do they talk about?
They're just like concerts from like popular artists, but they do like acoustic for NPR.
Okay.
And I just like listen to them and like have weird thoughts and write stuff down.
Does Lil Baby do any?
Little Baby. T-Pain is on there. Tyler Creator's been on there. Tyler Creator, T-Pain. I think it's Anime.
Yeah.
Anime. I can't remember his name. There's like a lot of rappers go on there too.
Okay.
But yeah, dude, it's like, I think that's, if I could give a recommendation to anybody. So we're going through a quarantine break because we have to deal with each other and then you got to deal with yourself once you're freaking.
Once you break up and burn those bridges, now you got to deal with yourself.
Now you got to deal with yourself. I'm like saying like fucking lean into it. Like,
sooner you get through it, the better, right?
Everyone's asking, so it's like, is Dimitri okay? It's like, I'm fucking excellent, guys. Like, that's why I'm like not freaked out about my freaking night monsters. Mm-hmm. Is that like during the day, I'm like really starting to like come to grips with like what I want to do.
I like that.
And it's just like, oh,
you're going through your quarter life crisis. I love it.
Fuck, I guess so.
You are. You're doing it right now.
Well, yeah, because it's like, I just feel like I don't have to do what I'm doing, which is like really, it's like, I mean, obviously there's some shit you got to do. Like we got to fucking pay bills and get through life. But like you start finding these like crevices that you can like fill with like more you-ness. Because I feel like in college, you're just fucking getting drunk and like being like, you're trying so hard to fit in.
Yeah.
That like you're just wearing fucking boat shoes and getting drunk with your friends because that's like what you're supposed to do. And then some people like join the military. It's like you're just trying to be like all your boot friends so that you can fit in.
Right.
Then you start hitting a certain age where you're like, wait, like who am I?
I can get like super philosophical on this.
Do it.
It's like, okay, on one hand, you can say that this is what people mean when they say you're getting woke. It's like not like, oh, I'm becoming more culturally sensitive. It's like, no, you're becoming more self-aware and more, you're listening to yourself and your needs. And then on the other hand, you can take it to like what the philosopher Nietzsche said. In thus spoke their Zarathustra. And what he said in that book is like you transition from three phases from four. I think it's the child to the camel, beast of burden, which is like, you know, early adulthood, school, training, army, whatever, to the lion, which is independent, you know, I hate to use the word man because that's like polarizing, but you know, and then from the lion to back to the child. You know, in the culmination of your life. So it's like basically going from the beast of burden to the lion is like saying, no, I'm not going to like just stick to this conforming type of structure. I'm going to kind of do what passions and what direction and what excitement that I pursue and what's going to benefit me.
Which I fucking love.
Yeah.
I think that's I like the fact that you like kind of differentiate the wokeness, because like wokeness has become like this concept of like it's a media term now, but like at the same time, like a individual awakening is something I feel like most of us are fucking due for.
Yeah,
like so many of us are like freaking tight butthole, freaking like oh, like gotta pay bills, make things happen. You have a kid, do this, like you're really structured, and then suddenly you're like 30, and you're like, oh yeah, man, I just gotta like figure out what I really want to do.
Right. And if you don't have that time with yourself, you'll never figure it out.
It's like, shit, man, you got to fucking get on that. Like, figure it out. Like, always give yourself the out. Because, I mean, like, and I'm glad to speak as a person who, like, has fucking bills to pay and work. Because I feel like a lot of, like, really wealthy, I've been getting high since I was fucking 14. And my parents paid my way through college and I went to Indonesia. And blah, 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 blah. Like, no, I'm not that guy. Because that guy's annoying. He's like, dude, you got to find yourself. Like, dude, get the hell out of my face. Yeah. But with that said, as someone who lives in my fucking cubicle and works and does things that I'm supposed to do and, like, follows that, that cultural expectation of work, pay bills, die.
Right.
I'm starting to like see that like, hey, yeah, those are my responsibilities, but I can find ways to like make it more for me instead of just for the system.
Yeah.
Which is a really hoity-toity way of saying pay your fucking bills, but try and do it in a way that like makes you feel like you're a human and not like a fucking part of the machine.
I think that's what the American dream should be tailored to now. You know, it's like, you know, not like, oh, house, 2.5 children, dog and car.
Well, I think we're drifting away from a rail. I think we're less and less people are having kids, less and less people are getting married. Right. And I don't think it's that we're against the concept. I think that we're just, I think we understand the gravity of it more because it's like, this is like your choice, not everyone else's choice.
Right.
Whereas before it was like these institutions and expectations. And now it's like, hey, we're all fucking saddled with fucking student debt and, you know, none of us have houses yet and all this stuff. And it's like, well, yeah, like that's stressful, but it's also liberating a little bit. Cause like when you don't have like a wife, husband, kid to worry about, like it gives you a little bit of time to like get introspective.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that just cause you're married or have kids, you can't do that either. I mean, you just fucking, I'm sorry, but you
got priorities changed though.
You got some priorities now, but that doesn't mean that you can't take some time for yourself. Cause I mean, you want to build a world and an individual that's good for your kids.
Yeah. One thing that I've been struggling with in, you know, just from like my Judeo-Christian upbringing, definitely like focusing and working on yourself, thinking of that as being a selfish act. And I'm not 100% convinced that it isn't selfish to invest in yourself and, you know, develop yourself, as opposed to like, you know, focusing on others. But I do like the idea of the argument that if you do that first, your potential and ability to help others is vastly increased exponentially over the long term. What do you think about that?
I agree with you entirely. And I think the best way of looking at it is like scale. Because if you're like constantly, if say you're like just at the bottom rung of life and constantly giving everyone your last dollar, then like, okay, you're helping everyone get a McChicken.
Right.
But if you're able to like take a step back and take care of yourself and make something.
Become like a doctor and then.
Yeah. Those are the guys who can like donate their time. Like I work at free clinics every week so I can help people because I'm a fucking doctor.
Yeah.
Or
help make the coronavirus vaccine.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Or like I start a business and I'm able to donate money to foundations that I support all the time because I was able to do that.
Right.
Or even like getting to a point where it's like I have a platform where I'm able to like influence people to do shit that's like, so like don't be fucking Jake Paul and get raided by the FBI and have all your fucking guns stolen from you. Like fucking do what like Andy Frisella does and like he tries to get people to like do like a challenge to lose weight and like take responsibility. It's like if that he's impacting people in a positive way.
Right.
That's I think that's something that we can all look at is it's not a selfish act. It's may outwardly appear selfish from the beginning, but if the outcome becomes something that's more like it affects more people in a positive way, then ultimately it wasn't selfish at all.
Yeah. It's hard, I guess, seeing both sides, or that's not how like a lot of Western culture has portrayed that, at least for the last few years.
I think so. But also I think a lot of people have been stuck in that role. Like, cause I mean like, you know what I'm glad is kind of dying out as a thing is parents being like, where are my grandchildren? Fuck you, mom. Like I'm fucking trying to figure it out. Like,
right.
Dude, like I got like a cat right now, and that's pretty stressful.
That's hard enough, right?
Like, dude, like she's
taking care of this plant right here is difficult.
Like, I finally convinced her to stop shitting outside of the box. Like, that was a pretty big deal. That was, it's like stuff like that. I think that parents are kind of getting away from that and like realizing, like, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
In our own time, which also allows us to provide better situations. Like, you know, statistically speaking, like, kids fare better in like homes where both parents are able to show up and like mentally be there. So it's like, why have a kid before you're ready and or even financially ready, especially like financially and emotionally ready, when you could wait a little bit longer? Because people always make the arguments like, I want to be able to play sports with my kid. Like, dude, I want to be able to like emotionally fucking level with my kid and like be there for him.
I want
him
to not like ruin my kid's psyche.
Yeah, right. Like when he like comes to me crying because he's fucking confused, I don't want to be, you know, 26 and like fucking like, oh, I don't fucking know, dude. Like, I don't even know how to fucking do that shit. But like, I'd rather, I'd be fine being in my 30s. And like, yeah, son, like my fucking back hurts, but like, yeah, dude.
Shit, people are living healthier, older lives. I feel like I'm going to be like crushing hoops and shit.
That is true, actually. Another thing about like, because a 50-year-old, what a 50-year-old looks like now versus what like growing up I thought a 50-year-old looked like.
Yeah.
Like, it's different.
Like, I see some 50-year-olds in Independence Gym that are like in better shape than I am now.
Well, because every 50-year-old back in the day was like a chain-smoking alcoholic with gout. Now it's like, yeah, no, as long as you fucking run and like take care of yourself a little bit, like,
it's like that growth hormone's paying off too.
Just getting a little bit of that tea rubbed on my chest. Don't hug me too tight. It'll rub on your face.
Yeah.
Dude, you can like, you're fucking, you can bang it out until you're like 60s, 70s sometimes. Right. And, like, fucking make it happen. But yeah, dude, it's interesting. This whole having to live with yourself is like forcing people. It's like we've always told people, like, you need time to be introspective. Now it's like, yeah, you're stuck in your house, dude. You can sit there and watch Netflix and get fat like me. Or
go through the YouTube rabbit hole like I do.
Oh, that's fucking deep space.
That's where I go, bro.
Yeah, dude. Or you can like take a little bit of time and just like deal with yourself.
Yeah.
Because like fucking experience some emotions. I know it sucks. I don't fucking like it either. But, you know, I think that we're all in an interesting point. 2020 fucking blows, but I think this is an opportunity for us to grow.
It absolutely is. And I'm glad that we're getting woke the right way.
Oh, dude. There's
whether we want to or not.
Just don't get woke on an angry on Twitter way. That's my best way of looking
Twitter's
at it.
Twitter's just the garbage dump of the internet, I think, at this point.
I still haven't gotten back on Twitter. And every time I think about it, I get scared away again. Because I'm like, I don't think
it's worth it.
I'm not aggressive enough, man.
I saw a meme. It was like, you want to lose your job in 5 years, guaranteed? Post something on Twitter.
Dude. I saw like some TikToks recently, and I can't for the life of me fucking remember what they were, but there were some TikToks that were like very fucking problematic.
Yeah.
Like it was like kind of like some beating your spouse and homophobic stuff from like high school boys.
Oh shit.
And like they were like, for me, like they weren't funny just because it was like it's low hanging fruit, like fucking Dane Cook early 2000s humor. It's like, it's played out, man. Like we don't really make jokes like that anymore.
Yeah. Like they don't know, they're too young, but
yeah, there was like a time and place where it was funny, and now we kind of we're kind of like past that as a culture.
Right.
And they're making these jokes and I'm like, oh, whew. Like, that was fucking rough. It's like, and
it's gonna come back to bite you later.
It's like, we didn't have shit like that when, you know, we were younger. I mean, we had
the platforms. We didn't have the platforms.
We had like MySpace and shit.
It wasn't like this. We didn't have the reach like that someone with a fucking Twitter or, you know, Instagram account could have.
Well, TikToks get hella views too.
Yeah, TikToks.
Like,
yeah,
those things are like, those things fucking gravitate, and it's, and also like jobs nowadays have like search functions. They have like apps that you can type your name into, and it'll pull you up on everything you've ever done. And it'll like pull up all of your tweets, and they have ways to like flag it. So it's like this, like certain words get pulled up just to like check it. It's like, oh, was that problematic? Like,
right.
He said whore. Like, let's say in what context he said whore. Like, we don't like that. And it's, I think kids don't realize.
Is that Wes peeing next to a dumpster in Italy?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. He's doing great. Yeah, dude. I mean, I thankfully was not, too clever as a kid, so like, yeah. I didn't try and make a lot of jokes. I was more just being stupid, but like some of the jokes these kids are making, I'm like, wait. And I was like, man, I don't think this is gonna make you unhirable,
right?
But it might complicate things at some point. You might lose a couple opportunities, because I don't think every business buys into that concept.
Yeah,
of like, yeah, we need to fucking know every single thing you've ever done. But a lot of them do.
Some of them do, and we have no idea what the potential job environment in digital workspace will be like in the future, you know?
Yeah, like, why would you put, like, I don't know, learn something. I'm not saying, like, kids shouldn't be on social media, but also, like, maybe parents should, like, at least follow you.
Yeah.
And they make Finstas. Have you heard of Finstas?
No.
Fake Instagrams. I learned about those in college at the, near the tail end. Like, so they'll make like a, I mean, once your kid's past 18, like, I mean, kind of, you got to let them do their thing.
Like, follow them with the fake Insta. Is that what you mean?
No. So what they do is, like, their parents are like, yeah, you can have an Instagram, but, like, I need to be able to, like, see it.
Oh, and then they'll make that, they'll have that one with, like, oh, here's a picture of me and grandma. And then they'll have their, like, ho Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like, this is where I post me, my buddy's crushing brewskis. Yeah. Or, like, this is where I post, like, my butt pics.
Yes.
And so, like, Finstas are, like, a big thing. And that's, like, I learned this, like, when it was, like, too late.
It's funny.
I mean, I was never, like, into that. Like, my parents, I just don't post a lot of pictures.
But unless, like, your parent is, like, Instagram savvy, you could easily hide that you have two accounts.
Oh, dude, like, even if they are. Like, I know. I guess unless they went to your phone and saw the two accounts on there. Yeah. But that would almost be, I think most parents think they're being, like, too intrusive at that point. They're trying to be cool.
Yeah.
Because, like, you don't want to, like, be that guy.
No, but then again, they're, like, logging in on their phone to their Instagram account, they would not know.
Maybe, like, once on their, like, junior year of high school. You're like, hey, let me see your phone. You've never done this before, Dad. Like, yeah, but I'm going to.
Yeah, now we are.
Ah, there's the Finsta. You grounded.
Yeah. Let me see the fucking dick pics.
Dicks. Dicks everywhere. And that's what... Let's move on to Kendall's corner.
Yeah.
we've beat this enough.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
I accidentally hit the button twice. We're talking about too many dicks. The hands shook.
Yeah, good. It got us off the dick topic.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got two questions today. Both of these are great. I love them.
These are questions that I get all too often, and I'm telling you because I'm hoping that some of you who will continue to ask me these questions will hear and listen to me.
Yep.
Yes. So
they're great questions.
They're great. They're so the first one is, why is protein important in a diet? And I was bringing this one up because I've had people ask me, how come when I'm cutting back on food in a diet, I can't just cut back on protein? How come I have to eat so much protein, but I have to cut back on carbs and fat? And the answer is because protein is harder to turn into fat tissue than any of the other macronutrients, because your body doesn't want to do that. It wants to use it to repair muscle and rebuild. After that, it wants to use it as carbs and burn as sugar to stabilize your blood sugar and then store it as fat. Second reason is, if you don't give your body enough of a reason to hold on to muscle and build muscle when you are cutting and dieting by giving it the building blocks of protein, then you'll actually pull the protein from your own muscle before you burn fat. That means you're losing lean body mass, not fat, when that scale drops. And we want to lose the right kind of weight. Which is fat, not just
all
weight.
All of us on this quarantine right now. It's
like, yes.
Fucking get that protein in, because not shit's not going right.
Right. Well, I mean, that's why I tell the clients that in order to lose fat, not just weight, you have to have three things in place. You have to have calorie deficit, resistance training, and enough protein to cover your loss.
For sure.
If you do those three things, you'll lose the right kind of weight.
I think we're going to continue coming back to the protein conversation over and over and over.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
But at the same time, it's just like, you know, just fucking take your medicine. I know that eating a lot of protein sucks.
Mm-hmm. It's the hardest part.
Especially for, you know, like smaller people. And it's not like, I think a lot of us would say like, oh, it's hard for girls to eat a lot of protein. It's like, no, I mean, I know a lot of skinny guys who like, they just fucking suck at eating because they're small.
It's hard.
And it's eating.
It takes a long time to get better. A lot
of protein is the hardest part.
It takes just as long to get good at eating protein as it does to make gains.
Dude, honestly, like, especially if you're a hard gainer.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, people like always talk about like being fat sucks, but like people who suck at eating, because some people actually are good at eating a lot, but it's all carbs because carbs just melt in your fucking body.
Mm-hmm.
But like eating something heavy like that's hard.
Professional bodybuilders are professional eaters. People don't understand that.
I love when people, Ronnie Coleman, when he's got like fucking like that bag of fucking chicken, like, all covered in barbecue sauce. So he's got like fucking like,
don't forget the barbecue sauce.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, I highly recommend people like look up like bodybuilder
Ronnie Coleman. Yeah, just type in Ronnie Coleman eating and you'll see his like fucking giant ass plate of chicken, rice and beans and all the shit that he's eating.
I saw on a video recently, and it wasn't, I can't tell you where it's from, because it was like a video on a video, and it was like this bodybuilder guy, and he was eating like two lasagna, like a double lasagna.
Yeah.
And it was because he had like, he was using like a big gainer phase.
Yeah.
And he's eating and he's like halfway through it and he stops and he looks at the camera and he's just like, I'm so fucking tired of this shit. And I'm like, I feel it, man. That's a lot of
two whole lasagnas. That's a ton.
Dude, it was just like, it's not easy, and you'll figure it out. What was the next question?
The next one is, the difference between short-term and long-term dieting. Like a lot of people say, you know, oh, I want to like, you know, do this fancy diet that I found on the internet, or I'm going to like, you know, cut all my carbs out for a little bit or whatever. And it's like, I think people think that they can just do that and then go back to their normal way of eating and keep their results, which is not the case. So it's like they're taking a short-term approach, getting their results from it, and then expecting to keep those results.
Yeah.
That's the difference between short-term or sustainable and long-term and sustainable progress.
Okay, so the sustainable versus the unsustainable. Because the thing is, diets, I hate the diet word is tough.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like it's a word. It has a definition. It's real. We should heed it. But also, it's almost like gotten dirty.
Right.
Because we should really consider like lifestyle changes.
Yes.
Because some diets are short. Like, so if you're going to your competition, that's not something you want to maintain.
You can't, most people out there can't stay under 10% body fat year round. And it's just like, it's not something that's sustainable. Even if you want to be that lean, it's like, I don't care about, you know, if I have to cut out some food, it's like your body's just not going to want to do that. Sorry.
Or even to get it more grounded to like reality, you have like a 2-week vacation this summer and you want to fucking look great.
Right.
That's a good time for you to fucking get a really not sustainable but still healthy diet.
Right.
And then ruin it by drinking that entire
thing. Then eat and drink it away.
Yeah, so you know you're going to have bloat, so you got to be real thin. But like those are opportunities to say like, okay, this is a short term, air quotes, diet. I would say a lifestyle change.
Right.
But like there's so many long-term diets that like it's different for everybody. Some people do like intermittent fasting.
Right. That's a great long-term, you know, sustainable approach.
Some people do fasting. Some people do low carb. Some people do fucking vegetarian. Some people, it's what works for you in the long term. But at the end of the day, it's all about like restriction on calories and make sure or surplus so that you can get larger if that's your goal.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you're, end goal is to be done with it and then go back to how you were eating before.
Right. It's going to be the lifestyle change that keeps you where you want to be with your fitness. And it's like, when I got fed up with like trying to yo-yo back and forth, and I was like, you know what? I kind of just want to like stay out of body fat where I can at least see a little bit of ab definition most of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was like, what do I have to do that in order to make that sustainable? I was like, well, then I have to make at least, you know, food decisions that I can repeat on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a long time. You saw me go through several versions of it.
Yeah.
But now I'm at the point where I'm eating similar breakfasts, lunches, and dinners where I can maintain my within 2 or 3% body fat of where I, you know, am now.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's really what all we need to do is just kind of like change our definition in our head about dieting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a short-term diet will get you to a goal if you stick to it.
Yeah.
But a long-term diet is a lifestyle change.
It is.
You have to just accept that you are not somebody who eats multiple burgers.
Unfortunately, that's not the genes that I have. So
that's thanks, Mom and Dad. That's what most of us have. And that's what sucks. It's like, dude, like I try to eat as healthy as I can. Like then you just like see some dude like crushing two Baconators and you're like,
how the heck? Yeah.
Oh, I want it so bad. Then you look at them, you're like, I don't want it that bad.
Yeah.
But like, it's fucking, dude. I mean, all of us, especially, I mean, that's why setting up, being really good and setting up cheat meals and like preparing for it.
Right.
Oh man, it's like, it hits just so much difference. Like you
enjoy it more. I enjoy my cheat meal.
I need a plan what I'm going to do at the end of my month. Cause I'm like sitting there. I'm like, I'm super excited to go eat some beef and ruin my insides.
Mm-hmm.
But,
hey, even if Dylan doesn't want to go to barbecue with you, I'll go to that, Korean barbecue.
Dude, we need to go to Korean barbecue and I can't.
I like it. I like Korean barbecue. I'll go with you.
Which is, this will actually bring us over to the update.
Yes.
Because it has been 9 days. You guys didn't get your initial update. Cause I was going to land right on the month of, Dimitri being a vegetarian. Ooh. It's
been a whole month now.
No, it's been 9 days.
Oh, sorry.
No, but it was beginning of the month. It's been the last podcast.
I misheard that. I wasn't paying attention to my own podcast.
Definitely has not been a month. It's been going really well.
Yeah.
And I'm like a little annoyed.
Okay.
Because I was hoping to talk more shit on it.
Like, damn it, this is working.
I like feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel really clear. I don't have like a lot of slopes in my energy throughout the day. I've been gassy. That's about it. That's like the big thing is that I've been like farting a lot.
Right.
And I will say, I think I'm getting a little doughy.
Okay.
It's also just because I don't fucking go to the gym.
Because they're closed.
Right. So I might actually, I can't really say that the vegetarian is the issue there. It's like, I was like, yeah. I was kind of feeling a little, I guess a little fluffy recently. Like my, I still have like my muscles are there, but everything's kind of like, ugh, like you're not looking very like cut. And I think that is also because I have a carb surplus because I'm eating way more carbs than I typically would.
Yes.
I'm having like how my day looks. I wake up, I have some oatmeal and a banana. And then at lunch, I typically am having some kind of like a Morningstar type thing, like the freaking, also I love that vegetarians just misspell fucking everything that's supposed to be a protein replace. Like chunkin. It's like, they just fucking like throw apostrophes and remove vowels. It's like, this is chicken, but no, it's not chicken. It's chunkin. And, that's how they do it. So I usually do some chicken. Kind of stuff like that. I try and get like a protein, a bean, do beans and rice or an egg, a couple of eggs for lunch. Big on eggs, which I'm sure some vegetarians out there would be like, you're not a vegetarian, you're an ovo-varian or ovo-vegetarian.
Ovo-vegetarian.
And I'm like, you can go fuck yourself because that's really hard.
Like,
and
look, bro, I'm doing something, right?
We'll have a vegan month eventually. That's been the big thing.
You're going to do a vegan month?
That's what I want to do eventually.
Damn, bro, that's pretty dedicated. I like that.
Well, the thing is, it's like, it's been pissing me off because, like, I'll tell people I'm a vegetarian, like, there's cheese on that. And I'm like, I can't have cheese, bitch.
Yeah. And you should be on plant based, motherfucker.
Yeah. It's like, well, like, nothing died. And, and I mean, like, and that's the thing. I think there's vegans used to be super rare. Now they're becoming more common. So, like, people, like, don't give a shit about vegetarians. They're like, who cares?
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, I've been doing, so I do cheese, I do eggs. I'm not really a big milk guy in the first place. So I can have animal products, just not animal flesh, which makes it sound weird.
Yeah. It's like the vegans are like, you know, if you're a vegetarian, you're like not, you're middle of the road. You're like a weekend warrior.
Yeah, that's exactly. They are. They are like, and I kind of get it, but also it's like, fuck you.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, bro.
For like dinner, I'm like having like breakfast for dinner because that's like where I can really get heavy with. I do like potatoes with half an onion, like three red potatoes, half an onion, sauteed in there. And did you say salmonella?
Yeah.
Where the fuck am I getting salmonella from?
The onion recall.
Fuck. There's an onion recall?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm just going to catch it. I don't care. fuck.
You missed it, bro. Uh-oh.
I hope, are they yellow onions or what?
I don't know which ones. I know. It's okay now. Like, if you bought them, like, today or yesterday, you're okay.
I didn't buy them yesterday.
Okay.
I'm just cooking out the salmonella. It's fine. Or I'll die. I don't know. So I saute those. I'll throw, like, some, it's based like chorizo, but plant-based. Do like a cup of that, four eggs, and then cheese. And that's like how I wrap up my day so I'm not hungry in the evening. I'm finding that like my diet is more carb heavy, but I'm having fewer meals throughout the day.
Less fat too.
I definitely a lot less fat.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot less fat because I'm really not even throwing that much cheese in there.
Yeah.
So I would say I'm eating less.
Brought banana and oatmeal.
You know, basically, like, Wes's been trying to get me to stop eating cheesy brats since day one. The second he heard the words, I'm eating lots of cheesy brats, he's like, never do that again.
It's like, I don't like that.
This one is bothered. Dude, I mean, what I'm starting to think is when I was in college, I had this weird period where I was trying to impress a girl.
Yeah.
the story is old as time. And I stopped eating beef and I stopped drinking because of her.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work out at all. We never ended up dating. But for a year, I did not drink and I didn't eat beef.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt awesome.
Yeah.
And then the first time I ate beef, coming back on, I got like a really good steak. I proceeded to have painful, violent diarrhea.
Damn.
Which made me think, maybe beef's not
that great.
And then, of course, I eventually got back to it. I was still eating beef, so it's fucking delicious.
Cheesy brat.
Cheesy brat. That just was always whispering in my ear. You know what actually almost broke me the other day? As I was at my dad's and I saw a bag of Tostino pizza roll with pepperoni.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not going to be a steak that breaks me. It's going to be something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, that's
a pizza would do it. Like that.
I had a cheese pizza like last week.
Yeah.
I got like an oven cheese pizza and I just covered it in like sriracha so it didn't depress me. It was okay. But dude, it's been good. It's been working out. I've been feeling really good. And I'm thinking when I get done with this, I might actually take some of this with me.
Yeah. I think that would be good. You know, plant based meal.
I see myself being like a pescatarian.
Yeah.
Like a vegetarian that eats sea fish.
I think that's really good. Honestly, doing a lower fat, higher carb diet is better for lifting anyways.
Yeah. I mean, it's just also, it's like fucking, I'm not an ethics vegetarian. Obviously, yeah. I'm doing this because fucking YOLO.
Yeah. Because Dimitri does it. That's why.
Dimitri does it. I don't know. It also kind of just makes sense. Kind of like makes you, it, when you stop eating the beef and pork, you start realizing it's like, do I need to? Like, I'm really only doing this because I like the taste of it. And then you start kind of realizing like the hedonism behind that. And like the, like, I'm really only doing this because like I'm giving into like more of like a baser part of my mind. So it's not me being ethical saying like, oh, I want to keep animals alive. It's me being like, I'm only eating beef and pork because a part of my brain is telling me I have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost like, it's almost that's like true. With like nicotine or
same with thing
like,
works with like, you know, people thinking they need a carb every meal or exactly. They need like, you know,
or yeah. Like the dreaded, I need something sweet.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. No, you're completely right. And it's, the same, you, that's true.
You're letting the food run your life. And it's mm-hmm. like, I almost want to get to a point where it's like, I don't eat this because like I am above my own.
You don't feel like you have
brain.
To eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't like that I feel like I have to. And fortunately, I haven't really had any cravings. I mean, except for like that one moment where I was like, pizza rolls.
You know, it's funny. It's like I've done this whole bulk to diet transition a few times now. And every single time going from bulk to diet, when I have to give up meals of carbs, it's always like a breakup to me.
Well, carbs are, well, I think we've talked before, sugar activates the same part of your brain as like cocaine.
Yeah.
Like that is like sugar is like the most addictive thing. And that's like a evolutionary thing. It's like our brain is like, we need to know this is good or we will not survive the winter.
Yeah.
If you pass on our offspring.
It's like, I have to like mentally tell myself, it's like, it's okay if I don't have carbs this meal, you'll be all right. You're not going to die.
Well, when I did the all meat thing for 2 weeks, yeah. Like that was like, my head wasn't right. Like yeah. I was like having cravings. I was feeling sick.
Yeah.
You know, everything was going wrong. And a big part of it was because like my body was like, and even I'm a low carb guy in the first place.
Yeah.
And my body was like, we are going to die. And I'm like, no, you're not. But yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah, I know this does suck. I agree.
Yeah, dude, it's interesting. I'm pleasantly surprised with the vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
I, at this point in the game, 9 days in, I would say this is some real shit. I think this is doable. I think it's realistic.
Nice. So you say it's a sustainable diet then?
Yeah, at this point, I can say sustainable.
I like that.
We'll see where we're at in a week or two. But like the fact that I'm like able to still do eggs is that I can still do a protein shake if I need to supplement. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm just doing like beans and shit. It might not be the best if you're trying to be like a performance athlete. I'd actually probably advise against that.
I'd say it's better than your keto or a carnivore diet.
For the carnivore diet isn't for fucking anything. Like that whole place is a cult. Anything that makes you fucking pee out your butt and feel ill is probably not good for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just the carnivore diet. I mean, maybe we'll come back around for it, but at this point, I'm very put off by it.
I think that, you know, that carbs, if you, as long as you keep the protein in there, the carbs are going to make you feel good when you come back to the gym. You're going to feel strong and feel like you got a lot of endurance.
I also think the fiber is offsetting the carbs. I think,
of course,
that,
yeah.
That's, I'm getting way more fiber than I was before. So it's like, you know, like I feel bad because I'm like, oh, I'm kind of getting a lot of carbs, but also like I'm eating like so much plant based stuff.
Yeah.
That like I'm feeling kind of like, I'm feeling good. I'm not feeling bloated. Whereas like before I could have like eaten a bunch of carbs and be like, oh, like I'm feeling fucking.
So what are you having for dinner tonight?
I'm probably doing my scramble again with my potatoes. But I'm going to use those eggs.
Okay. Oh, the eggs homemade ones.
Yeah. Dude, nice. Watch out. Dude, the shells are fucking hard.
Oh, that's like.
They're very hard egg.
That means they're not shells. Poisoned by pesticides.
Oh, well, yeah. Also like they don't need to be refrigerated.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Should I
take you them can. You can refrigerate. I would say rinse them before you crack them.
Yeah.
Because you got like a little bit of dirt on them. I don't know if there's like fucking whatever. But yeah, as long as you don't wash eggs from like directly from the chicken butt, like you don't need to
refrigerate.
You need to refrigerate. That's like a very like American thing.
It is.
Because it's like an FDA, like they kind of overdid it in that way. Yeah, dude, it's so I'm going to probably do some of those. And then, yeah, that's about it. I've been trying to think. Kind of want some macaroni and cheese. That's on my list. I can eat that, but I'm not going to go pick it up because I'm lazy. Yeah, I mean, do we have anything else for today? I feel like this is kind of another...
How much time are we at?
What time are we at? We're over an hour.
Damn, bro.
Hour 14.
We put in some time on this one.
Yeah, I feel good. I feel like I like taking the week off every once in a while. Yeah. I feel like we came back.
We had some stuff to talk about.
We talked about some like freaking mental stuff, which I kind of like going on.
It's some mental housekeeping.
Yeah, dude. Fucking yeah. It feels fucking good to talk to humans.
Right.
It's fucking weird. Well, I mean, we can wrap it up fucking here. You guys know where to find us. We talked about at the beginning. Find us at BNS_radio. That is basically where you're going to find out if we decide to blow it off.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any other updates, we're trying to get better about
and posting potential cat pick ramifications.
Yeah, for... dude. I mean, if something bad happens, I always have Quinn to
it's a good peace offering.
Look at this kitty. So that's where you can find us. You can find me at Dimitri Sebastian on Instagram.
You can find me at WKendall_MFT and Wesley Kendall on Facebook. So check us out.
Yep, and please feel free to send us any of your listener questions even before we ask. And stay tuned, because next week we've got ourselves a special guest.
Guest interview, please. We'll be posting questions about that as it gets closer to the weekend. So be ready for that and leave your listener questions. Thanks, guys.
Fabulous.